This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
And with me, coward.
One condition. You dance with us.
Everything. You see your father. Then you see me. Here is what you need.
Fight on, fight on, fight on. I was a fiend.
AM 570 LA Sports live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. A 3.5 hour show as we are going to Clippers basketball as opposed to Monday Night Football. Clippers versus Pelicans here in Los Angeles. A 7:30 tip. Adam Oslin going to be in at the bottom of the hour for that pregame. A busy show today, a full 3.5 hours, a whole lot of college football talk. Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Fight on.
Yeah, anything you miss, because that's how everybody says it, right? Anything you miss.
That's how I used to say it. I mean, even before Dazed and Confused, that's how my dad taught me to say it, you know, from the 60s. Yeah.
Fight on.
There it is.
That's, you know what? It's insightful, because when you have.
Oh, it's very accurate.
Yeah. There it is.
Fight on.
It's a Modelo Michelada Monday on PMS, and you might be celebrating as a Trojan fan. As a UCLA fan, 8 wins. Yeah.
Well, you got a TV, buddy.
And Mick. You know, while we're at home, relaxing after a long day of work, maybe doing a video.
Fight on.
For your listeners. Crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit.
Fight on.
Modelo Especial. It is crisp, it is clean, and it is refreshing. And it's brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold. Hashtag Modelo USA.
Fight on.
Unlike some, please drink responsibly.
And tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. You can help our community. Any donation made tomorrow will be matched for a double donation as we are trying to raise money for our veterans and families here in Los Angeles with our season of giving. We were able to serve 7,500 plus Thanksgiving meals, and now we're looking to serve 20,000 holiday ham meals and deliver 100 Christmas trees to those that have donated their time, their well-being to protect us and our freedoms. And we're asking you for a monetary donation that will be doubled tomorrow on Giving Tuesday. You can get all the details at dreamcenter.org/donate now.
You know what the military does.
Fight on.
That's right, baby. Thursday, we're fighting on.
Fight on.
We're live from BJ's Restaurant and Brew House in the city of Orange, 2 to 5 before Thursday night football. Located
fight on.
In the outlets in Orange.
Squeeze it in before we go for the night.
It's important. He's very famous.
That's right, guys. He's number one, okay? He's it. He's the guy.
Fight on.
Woo! We're going to be at the outlets in Orange, BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, fighting on City Drive in Orange.
Fight on.
Thank you, Colin. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House is home to award-winning handcrafted beers, signature deep dish pizza, and world-famous pozzuki dessert. We can get some micheladas there, too.
Listen, son, if you are going to say it, you must say it correctly.
Yeah, that's how my dad said to me. He said, listen, the way we say it is like in a Texas way. Fight on, but loosey-goosey.
Fight on.
Exactly, like
fight
him.
On.
Like him.
Fight on.
Matt, you got the final hour fun fact?
I do.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour 3.
Fun facts.
You know, hearkening back. Speaking of your father and the origins of things like the proper way to say fight on.
Fight on.
USC Trojan booster. The Greeks also taught us a few things about the marathon. The 1908 Olympics, marathon runners, including the winner, along their route.
From Greece.
Stopped for brandy, champagne, strychnine cocktails, as they believed That's what would provide them energy
proper
on their
dose.
Path.
Proper dose of strength.
You know, and when you go to Paris in 1924, they say, oh, you think you know a little something about this? How about red wine at every one of our rehydration stations? So things have changed a little bit with
like
your Clemenza orange slices.
And The Godfather, and, you know, the big red wine with the right. ice. Polly,
exactly.
bring me some wine. Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Fight on, fight on,
fight on. Quick hits.
The PMS quick hits. I'm making quick, y'all.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber Monday, but no discounts in baseball. We talked to Vasse earlier, Matt, and the money's flying around like it's one of them cash machines in a game show.
That's the truth.
Well, we had heard that it was going to be a nuts next couple days because all these agents want to squeeze it in before the lockout, get their guys paid. And the big one, Max Scherzer, now the highest annual salary in Major League Baseball. Reportedly, the Dodgers were in, the Angels were in, the Giants were interested, but it was the Mets, sick of being spurned. That gave him $43.3 million per year annually, $130 million for a three-year deal, and reportedly the Dodgers were not interested in going to a third year.
And, of course, Matt, the big news that Corey Seager signed with the Rangers, just like Vasse said he sniffed out, that people have been talking about for years, 10 years, $325 million. But, hey, Trey Turner's still a Dodger.
Clayton Kershaw, so I want to be the Ranger. I want to take their money. I've wanted it for the last 10 years.
There's plenty of money in Texas. There's plenty, Clayton, as you know. There's still time for you. Hey, adios. Hey, Scherzer, how about having some more body fatigue in the World Series? Or, you know, whatever.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
However far they got.
Dead arm.
Dead arm. All right. Speaking of dead arm, Will Smith blew this guy's arm clean off. Today, the MLB Network, Dodger slugger that funky Muncie, Max Muncie, revealed that he's now got a trick arm.
Thanks, Will.
Sustained a torn UCL in his left elbow in that collision at first base the last day of the season regular. Might have changed things in the postseason. Maybe Scherzer wouldn't have had so much body fatigue.
A little bit.
Never a realistic possibility. Yeah, if you tore his UCL, they were like, maybe the World Series, it could come back. It's like, BS.
Yeah.
Fight on, fight on, fight on.
Yeah, well, you better go to rehab.
I don't know.
So Muncy said he's not recovering as quick as he would like, but that's what happens when you do some serious damage to your body. And punk-ass Will Smith throws a ball right in the lane. No, he didn't say that. Muncy did say a torn UCL is a slow process. He's 31. He's under contract for another season. He's a great player with a team option for 2023, and they're trying to get him back for the start of 2022, Matt.
Fight on.
College hoops. Our friend Mick Cronin, 6-1. Bounce back after the loss to Gonzaga.
Force up.
You got a TV, buddy?
I do, coach. And I've been watching. And one thing I know is with the latest AP poll clocking the Bruins in at number 5, FCP.
It's the Bald Bowl, Matt. Cronin versus Boyle. 6:30 on AM 1150, UCLA, Colorado.
Are you asking a question there, Ben?
Just to promote the game, coach.
Not really, coach. Just pointing out the Pac-12 play start.
Let's
on
go.
Wednesday night. Yeah, right there at Pauley Pavilion. Should be exciting.
Lakers are bad. They're 500 on the season. They play in Sacramento tomorrow night.
Well, revenge game after Sacto got him, right?
Fox.
Clippers are playing tonight. Which is why we don't have the scintillating Seattle Seahawks Washington football Monday nighter. Clippers 11-9 on the season. They host the Pelicans. Go on out and see Zion. Oh, that's right. He's not playing. Brant. No. That other guy that's playing for the Pelicans right now. Right here on AM 570. You'll hear it with Noah Eagle and Adam Oslin.
Kings are 9-8-3. They host the Dukes tomorrow night at Staples. Listen on the Kings channel on the iHeartRadio app. And USC, all that fighting on, we talked about it earlier, we talked about it after that. But the story was
a little bit after that.
The story was at 5 o'clock. Oh, we didn't belabor it. Somebody else did enough of it. But they introduced Lincoln Riley, a shock hire, as their new head coach, the Bonerino. Bone. You screwed up keeping Clay Helton a couple times there, Bonerino, but you came through. Hiring Lincoln Riley, who didn't want to go.
Do it, Bonerino.
Didn't want to go 4-3 in the SEC West and be seen as a terrible coach. All right, Matt, beating out Billy Strayhorn for your dead guy birthday of the day is a great British writer and theologian. Clive Staples Lewis from Belfast, 123 years old today. C.S. Lewis!
Hey now.
Died at 64 and 63. Born in Ireland. Dad was from Wales, but he considered himself to be Irish. He was known as Jack because he had a dog named Jack that was run over, and then he would only answer to that name as a youth.
Okay.
But he was a very smart guy despite that. Close friends in life with Tolkien.
I can see it. Got that fantasy thing going.
Right? They got that whole thing going together. He even hung out with W.B. Yeats.
Okay.
Throughout his life, he sought the company of Irish people living in England, if only to talk about how dull and horrible the English are. He was wounded by friendly fire, a missile that didn't go far enough. I guess that's generally friendly fire. In World War I, a couple of dudes died right next to him, and it screwed him up, clearly. And then after that, he had an older lady keeper, and people are saying about 50-50 on whether or not they effed. She was like 20,
I would guess yes, right?
26 years his senior, but still a handsome woman, they say.
Hey.
C.S. Lewis lived a very interesting life. But for you listeners, what Matt referred to, other than some fascinating philosophical work about Christianity, is the Chronicles of Narnia. The Chronicles of Narnia. Don't get too excited all at once, kids.
Oh, I got a boner.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe will give anybody that bone diggity.
It's my favorite book when I was in, like, seventh grade.
Fabulous book. Six others he banged out in 6 years.
Jeez.
Seven of them. He also did the Space Trilogy, which was actually his first fiction in the late 30s. And it was all kind of part of an Oxford literary group he was in called the Inklings with Tolkien. And Tolkien's brother was in there. And C.S. Lewis's brother was in there. So they had their bros. And the guy that translated the modern version of the Canterbury Tales was in there. So, anyway. 30 books in all. And, you know, it's like the Seattle 7 in The Big Lebowski. Yeah, you don't remember the Seattle 7? That was me and six other guys. declined all government honors, not to be associated with politics of any kind. And Lewis only crossed the English Channel twice in his life, once for World War I, and then before he died with his wife, who was sick, on a holiday in Greece.
I could see being in the S in WW1 and not wanting anything to do with government after that.
Just like Cates' guy and Peaky Blinders. Remember, Cates?
Right.
They gave us the worst job, Tommy. Do it, Cates. Do your accent. Oh, they gave us the worst job in France. Oh! Do it, Cates.
All right, Thomas Shelby. They gave us the worst job.
Oh, they gave us the worst job.
Fight on.
C.S. Lewis, man.
Happy 81st to Charles Frank Mangione.
Yeah!
Let's start with Chuck. Ever since the explosion, every song I play sounds like Feels So Good.
Maybe that's because it does feel so good to be alive.
No, that's not it.
Mr. Hill.
No, that's not it.
To be alive.
Born and raised in Rochester.
Ra-cha-cha! We used to be huge there.
His brother Gap Mangione is a wildly successful jazz pianist. When they were younger, they led the Mangione Brothers Sextet, pumped out a few albums, then Mangione bailed, professionally trained, attended the Eastman School of Music. From 58 to 63, right when he got out, not a bad gig waiting, joined Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers.
Oh, that's where they take the real G's, the young G's.
Filled the vacant trumpet chair, held by a lot of G's, as you said, P. Cliff Brown, Freddie Hubbard. To name a couple, he went back to his alma mater, served as director of the Eastman Jazz Ensemble from 68 to 72. And he was pumping out music, 1970s Friends and Love, which he recorded in concert with the Rochester Philharmonic, was wildly successful. All through the 70s, the Mangione Quartet, a very popular live touring band or act and recording act throughout the 70s. Bella Via won him his first Grammy Award in 77 in Best Instrumental. His original work, Chase the Clouds Away, used at the 76 Summer Olympics in Montreal, followed by Give It All You Got, which was the theme to the 1980 Winter Olympic Games in Lake Placid. He would perform it at the closing ceremonies. Composed the soundtrack for the film The Children of Sanchez, starring Anthony Quinn. Won a Grammy for that. And you want to talk about kicking ass.
Children of Sanchez.
1981. He composed the theme for the film The Cannonball Run.
Well, that can't, you know, that cannot be ignored.
Right. I know Feel So Good was a big hit. He was and still is a big deal. His band played with a 70-piece orchestra on the live album An Evening of Magic, recorded at the Hollywood Bowl in 78. He had only 9 hours the day before because the LA Philharmonic was in session there to rehearse with that orchestra at A&M Studios. Never ran through the entire set list. Went off without a hitch, and it is one of the most successful live, I guess it was the most successful live album of the year, An Evening of Magic. At one point in the late 70s, this track, Feel So Good, was considered to be the most recognizable piece of music in the world. He would make an occasional appearance on Magnum P.I.
More than old Beethoven?
he really got after, well, you know, you got to get the young kids, I guess, and... In the womb, very popular to play this in the womb for the children.
Oh, that's the truth. Because he wanted to feel so good to be alive.
Right. He did 11 episodes of King of the Hill. His character kind of made its appearance, didn't kind of, it made its first appearance as a celebrity spokesman for Megalomart. Always wore the red jacket from the cover of the This Feels So Good album. Again, did 11 episodes. Whatever tune he plays on his flugelhorn is, you heard him. At the start of this segment, inevitably shifts to Feel So Good after a few bars.
You want to go play in the cemetery?
Okay.
Pretty sure it's pronounced Fugelhorn.
No.
Big news today, everybody. Vin Scully's birthday and Chuck Mangione. Corey Seager signs with the Rangers. 10 years, $325 million. Say goodbye, Manhattan Beach. Lincoln Riley's buying the house. Lincoln Riley introduced as the new USC head coach. Max Scherzer and his fatigued body. His dead arm signed with the Mets.
Dead arm.
We'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Coming up next, Clippers Pelicans. Fully functional employee Adam starts now.
Check out this crunchy groove.
AM 570.
LA Sports.
Have you received a letter from the IRS, maybe a bank levy notice or threat of wage garnishment? You know, it's almost impossible to reach a live person at